Author's Preface, Part 2. Why I wrote this book. I never expected to write a book about professional speaking. When I first moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, after leaving my Dean of Students position at High Point University, I was doing anything and everything to meet people and network in hopes of building my speaking business. As people found out or heard about my speaking background, I was naturally connected to other people who wanted to get into speaking. I've always enjoyed talking with people about speaking and helping people with a great message do what I was able to do in building a speaking business. So when people would ask me out for a coffee to pick my brain or invite me to lunch to just ask a few questions, I was happy to do so. However, after coffee chats, lunches, and cocktails with so many people I can't count, I recognized several patterns that finally forced me to look differently at how I could answer those questions and more effectively help people build a speaking business and find paid speaking engagements. I realized that I knew more about the speaking business than I thought. The strategies I applied and the model that I created were not so obvious to others. I became aware of three patterns. Pattern number one, I started getting asked the same questions over and over and over. How do you get paid to speak? Who books speakers? Is there a specific topic that is best to speak about? How do you get hired to speak at colleges? Should I speak for free? How do you set your fee? Should I hire an agent or speakers bureau? Speaker tip. When you start being asked the same question or questions repeatedly, the universe is telling you something. More importantly, it means you have knowledge that can help others. Pattern 2, all talk, no action. Our coffee chat and lunch conversations about their interest in becoming a speaker did not lead anywhere. I was providing actionable tips and recommendations, but they weren't taking any action. I would meet with people again, perhaps 1 to 2 months later, or I would bump into them at an event and I'd ask, "So how's speaking going?" Though I was assuming they had applied a few of the recommendations we discussed, I constantly heard, "Oh, well, you know, things have been really busy, ... insert excuse here." Here I was sharing important and helpful advice, as well as my valuable time, in hopes it would help them move forward toward their speaking aspirations. I soon realized both their time and mine had been wasted. Note, this might sound like I had unrealistic expectations, but most of the people I met with were business owners, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Some even had speaker, author, coach on their business card, and I assumed that they were serious about the speaking business. I just expected a bit more action from those I was volunteering my time to help and was finding myself being frustrated more often than I wanted to be. So I stepped back from agreeing to coffee chats and lunches and went in a different direction. I coordinated a workshop on speaking, attached a small price tag of $49 for room supplies, and I cast out a net of invitations. I did not even have a name for the workshop, so I just called it How to Become a Speaker Workshop. To my pleasant surprise, 33 people attended this workshop. Moreover, what was scheduled to be only a 2-hour workshop ended up being 3.5 hours and people following me to my car asking about one-on-one coaching services. Pattern number 3. Feedback from the speaker workshop evaluations, though extremely positive, helped me recognize that attendees were hungry for more. Despite my efforts to outline a roadmap that could be customized for specific topics and industries, most attendees still seemed to lack a clear strategy for where they should start in speaking. It was then that I thought about developing a step-by-step approach to help people become speakers. After weeks of writing, tweaking, reviewing, beta testing, editing, and rewriting, that system became my book, How to Become a Professional Speaker, Paid to Speak, and is also what you are listening to right now. If it were not for patterns 1, 2, and 3, you would not be listening to this book right now. Because every speech, every speaker, and every industry is unique, each person needs a customized approach. One size does not fit all. Every audience is different. Furthermore, speakers have different stories, help audiences in different ways, and frankly, speak in different ways. There are many ways to get paid to speak as well. Despite my process taking me years to fully understand, I am confident that you can have and accelerate your speaking success by following my proven roadmap. My approach works, and I'm reminded of that every time I receive a speaking gig. To your speaking success.